So hello everyone, Kim here. Welcome to this week's RLE. And as I said on last week's RLE, I am not sick. I am recording while I am sick. So by the time this rolls around, I probably won't be sick, but I'm always up ahead on my RLEs. Okay, here we go. All right. So anyway, this particular gem that I found is disturbing because again, this is the world that we're living in. People think that they talk on behalf of the Lord or thus say it the Lord. And we have this new breeding ground with charismania and the deliverance movement and these apostles and prophets. And it's just like ushering in the way for the false prophet and this one world religious system that will happen. And this is just really disturbing. But not only is it disturbing, but it's just very embarrassing. So this young lady, as you can see, clearly she's in Walmart. And well, let's just here we go. She's speaking on behalf of the Lord. Well, she's going to tell us. Here we go. Oh, anyway, welcome to this week's RLE.
See that no one misleads you. The Bible is clear that the last days will be filled with false teachers, deception, mockers, lawlessness, those who love themselves, those who will be unloving and unholy, those without self-control, those who will pretend to know God, yet they are simply whitewashed tombs. There will be no great end times revival, just a great last days deception. Scripture warns that people will creep into their churches unaware. Who are those creeping in and why are they doing it? The church in the last days will be full of compromise, deception, and a lack of discernment. Life clips will contend earnestly for the faith as Jude 3 instructs. Warning, the red light has been turned on. Grab your Bible. It's time to expose the dark.
So she's not from the area, in case you couldn't hear her. She was sent into Walmart to relay a message, and now she's going to read it.
Of the Lord in this hour. So this is the word of the Lord. He says, it's time to call my body to repentance. He says, it's time to call earth to repentance.
So now the earth has to repent. So God is calling the earth to repent. Mm-hmm. And again, when God spoke, if we remember him speaking and we read those passages in the Old Testament, I don't remember it being chaotic and full of noise and chaos. Yeah, it certainly didn't take place in a Walmart.
Where we are in the days of Noah.
So we're in the days of Noah.
But this time I will not destroy earth with water. It will be with fire amongst all mankind. He said, who continue to rebel against me? Who continue to worship false gods? He said, against those who turn to sorcery and divination. The Lord says, I tell you this day, you must pick a side.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on, folks. Come on, come on.
For the line has been drawn where the wheat and tares are separate.
Okay, so time out. This right here, she is speaking clearly. I'm pretty sure majority of people are unbelievers. They have no idea what she's talking about. Like none. If I was an unbeliever listening to her, the only reason I even kind of know what she's talking about is because she's pulling some stuff out of the Bible and just pulling it out of her rabbit's hat. But these people don't know the Lord. They don't know who Jesus is. So she's not calling them to repentance, right? We're not supposed to repent of sin. We're supposed to change your mind. That's what repentance means. But we're especially not supposed to do it in a Walmart. Like this, it's kind of like the street, you know, witnesses, those people on the street corner blowing loud nonsense through their bullhorns. You don't grab people's attention like this. What you do is you make Christians like me and you like lunatics. That's exactly what you're showing here. This is a lunacy. This is not sharing the gospel the way that we need to as the church. She's not a prophetess. It doesn't work this way anymore at all.
For the light and dark are divided. I tell you this day.
Well, of course light and dark are divided. Absolutely.
You will not enter into my kingdom. He says your sin and your blasphemous ways will not enter into my kingdom.
Well, of course, they're not going to enter into the kingdom, love. You know why? Because they need to become born again. They need to know that they are a sinner and in need of a savior. You're just babbling on in a Walmart, being destructive and really not really doing what you need to do biblically. This isn't what we're called to do. This is not the Great Commission. This is the Great Embarrassment.
Lord says many mock and scoff at people are sent in this hour. He says, and believe me, you will receive your reward.
She needs to talk to the woman right next to her wearing that mask. Be like, look at sister, you need to take that diaper up off your face. It's 2024, girlfriend. Keep looking at that shirt, but you need to take off that mask. That's what she needs to be telling her.
But I would.
Again, I repeat, you must repent. He said many will fall and many will perish in this hour.
They're going to fall and perish in this hour because they don't know Jesus. But again, I'm retarded. This is so cool, right? This is spreading the gospel of Jesus. Clearly, no one is paying attention to her. They don't even know what she's saying.
Those who continue to sin, those who continue to rebel against me, he says your wickedness has separated you from me. You say you are believers of me. You say you...
She's not... What? I'm going to rewind her here. She's making zero sense here. She's merging believers with unbelievers. This is a works based clearly that she must believe in because she's not making no sense.
Wickedness has separated you from me. You say you are believers of me. You say you are my children. But indeed, your acts glorify the evil one. The Lord says, I tell you this day, you cannot serve two masters. Drink from my cup and the cup of darkness.
No more.
This day I say again, you must repent and turn back to me once and for all. The Lord Jesus says America has become the new Sodom and Gomorrah.
Fake announcement.
I mean, honestly, no, we're not Sodom and Gomorrah. If anyone has ever visited Barcelona, Spain, you would know that actually America probably looks pretty clean compared to Barcelona. If you've ever visited Israel and you went to Tel Aviv, we look pretty clean compared to Tel Aviv. So no, we put America in this bubble. It is so weird how we just categorize America. Anyway, let her finish.
He says, I am not happy. Many are getting ready to see my wrath in a way mankind has never seen in earth before.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
The Lord says time draws nigh as Bible prophecies written in my word are being fulfilled.
Lies. Oh, lies!
Right before your eyes. He says, take it not to be a coincidence. These things must come to pass as we are in the last days.
And here comes the Walmart staff ready to tell her to please be quiet. Again, this is not how you witness to somebody. Was she better off probably standing outside of Walmart, spending the day there, engaging with people as they're coming and going? Absolutely. Was this the way to do it? Absolutely not.
In some your final hours, the Lord says, I prophesy the words of the Lord, Jesus Christ. I prophesy, thus saith the Lord.
So she's prophesying, thus saith the Lord.
Well, I could be wrong.
You heard her. She's saying that is the word of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
And then they tell her to leave, and she leaves. Boldness is great, but not when people are not paying attention to what you're saying. This does a lot more harm than good. This is not the Great Commission. This is not what we are called to do. God is not shouting that his wrath is ready to fall either. He doesn't need us to warn people like that. We just need to let people know that they're dead in their trespasses and sin. And the only way to heaven is to admit that you're a sinner and in need of a savior. That's it. Not shouting like a lunatic at a Walmart when nobody is paying attention and it's chaotic and loud. And she's not reaching the entire store. She's only reaching a section of people. Again, she was better off just standing outside of the store, ministering to people individually. Anyway, guys, that's this week's RLE. I'll see you here, there, or in the air. Bye.